Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. You're holding an oral Daf test in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We started Daf Yutches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, "Kedoyin Dover Shumale Umati Lehedert." So the whole sugi we learned the idea of Bitul Beroif, and at the end of the previous Daf, the Gemara concluded that even by Kachim, you say that if Kachim was mixed up in other things, so then it's Bitul Beroif. Says the Gemara, At kedoyin dover shumalu matil head, meaning we target that a hedyot, a regular person, could come and eat this tyrovis, so then tyrovis works. Dover shumalu matil gavoya, but how do you know regarding putting on the mizbeach that if you have something which is possible to put on the mizbeach, they got mixed up into something which is mutter to put on the mizbeach, that because of bitul beroiv, I'll put the whole thing on the mizbeach. So the more daf yutes nishmeinim min ador, we'll learn from the following. It says in the pasuk, "Va'achar yoichal min hakotshim kilach moyhu." The pasuk refers to somebody who went to the mikvah and then waited for the night. He had a tful yoim, and then came the evening so he could eat. But you dash it from here that "Achar yoichal min hakotshim," that there's a way to eat the kotshim, all the kotshim, even kotshim which are tamei, which are pasul, you could still eat. That's what you learn from the pasuk. And according to Girsa of Chaim, Shata oichel b'hem. Yishcha kotchim shata oichel b'hem. There's kotchim that you eat for him. Prat le'eyuvin uliyesa mimeah. According to Girsa of the Vilna Goren, you don't say prat. You say v'hem eyuvin uliyesa mimeah. In other words, there is kotchim. Kotchim in general, which are tome, which are posel, you can't eat. But there's sometimes you'll be able to eat kotchim, even the kotchim which are tome and posel. How? If they got mixed up and you have more than 100 against them. So that's the source that bitul works. That's when I have food of truma with the food of truma. Food which is tamei to truma and truma which is tahor to truma. Because the pasuk speaks about eating truma. But how do you know truma that fell into chulin? The opposite, chulin that fell into truma. Meaning chulin tamei that fell into truma. Or echle truma bo echle kodesh, or truma that fell into kodesh, if the truma is tummy. Or echle kodesh bo echle truma, or the opposite. Or mashke truma, be mashke chulin. You have a drink of truma that fell into chulin. Or mashke chulin, mashke truma, or the opposite. Or mashke truma, mashke kodesh, and mashke kodesh, mashke truma. And also mashke kodesh, mashke kodesh, benign. How do I know that anything that mixes with something else, koydish, chum, chulin, anything tome that mixes with tar, it's bottom? Talmud loimar min hakodashim ribo. The word min hakodashim tells you to say even more, to say all this list. What is the drasha? The Mara Poldo says, because it says kodashim loshen rabbi, it doesn't say koydish loshen yachit. The Rash Sirilo says, because it says min hakodashim twice. So in any case, you have a ribui to tell me that even when I have mashke koydish, be mashke koydish. What is mashke koydish, mashke koydish? The Gemara understands talking about the shemen shel menochos, oil of menochos, they got mixed up with nesachim, with wine. That they both call the mizbeach. So even though the oil became tame and it's posel mizbeach, if it got mixed up with the nesachim, you could put in the mizbeach. So you see from here that the bitul works even to put on the mizbeach. That's a riot to our question. Because if not, which liquid are we talking about? Says the Gemara, no, Rav Avi Mishael Rabbi Yochanan Tipotra can explain to you, Beluk Shemen Shel Metzoyer, we talk about the oil of Metzoyer, Shenisar B'moisa Rikiki Minchas Nozir. Got mixed up with the leftovers, with what the Kohen eats from the Rikiki, from the bread of Nozir, that also there's oil on it. So you have the oil of Metzoyer, which is eaten, it's edible, that goes into the Rikiki Nozir, into the bread of Nozir that has in it oil. So that's what we talk about, the Eruv works. We're not talking about things that go in the Mizbeach. So we still don't have a raya, the bitul works in the Mizbeach. It could be the bitul works only for what the Quranim eat. But to say that the bitul works for the Mizbeach, where do we know that? Where is a raya? Says the Gemara, if your testimony is based, no. But look back at the Braisa, the Atani, using Gersa of Reb Chaim, Tani Mashke, with a Yud, Shnaim. Meaning they talk about at least two liquids. And meaning the Braisa is saying that there was a mixture of Mashke b'Mashke, two liquids into two liquids. When you're talking about liquids which are edible, there's only two. There's only the Luk Shemen of Metzoyro and the Shemen they go in Rikiki Nozir. But there's no two by two. And the Lashon of the Braisa is that there's two mashkim that are mixed up with another two mashkim. Where do we find that in things that the Koyanim eat? The only mashka that we find in Kachim is the only thing is they go on the Mizbech. We're talking about oil that got mixed up with Nesachim that they go on the Mizbech. If you see from here, the Bitul Beroiv works for something you put on the Mizbech. Says the Gemara of Chananyo, Hadom Oilos Beoilos. That's good when you have Oilos and Oilos. Meaning you have a carbon oil which is possible, the guy mixed up with a carbon oil which is kosher. They all go on the Mizbech. But if you have carbon chatos that fell into carbon oil, so then maybe it does not work. Why? Because chatos, there's a piece that is not supposed to go on the Mizbech. It's supposed to be eaten by a kohen. So when I have a carbon oil which is supposed to go 100% on the Mizbech, but it became possible. And that got mixed up another carbon oil that's supposed to go 100% on Mizbeach. So you see there's a beetle over here. Everything goes on the Mizbeach. And even though there was a puzzle, the puzzle is bottled by wife. But if I have a chatos, which partially needs to go on the Mizbeach, partially needs to be eaten by the Kohen, meaning there's a part which is not allowed to be on the Mizbeach, and there's a loisas to put on the Mizbeach, and that got mixed up in oilus, then you don't put the whole thing in the Mizbeach, because you're for sure over on Eloises. You put everything in the Mizbeach. There's something here which doesn't belong in the Mizbeach, not because of the psul, but because of the chila of the Koyanim. This is how Reb Chaim explained the sugya, and all the mefarshim here have different ways to explain the mahalach of the Gemara in the last few lines. Kedush the Gemara now, it says like this, Ha'ach sova rabiuto. Rabiuto that says, that even by kochim you say bitu, meaning that if you have kochim that fall into chulin, it's bottle. So what are you going to do with the piece that fell? Kerabalazor or Kerabishua? Does Rabbi Yehuda agree with Kerabalazor or Abishua? What's a blazor or Abishua? So now we learn in Maseches Trumas that if you have Truma Tmeo that fell into 100 chulin, so Kerabalazor says you take out the piece from, the mixture works, but then you have to take out one piece connected to the Truma and you have to burn it. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda is Chachomim. There in the Mishnah says Chachomim. Chachomim say you don't have to burn it. You take it out and you give it to the Kohen. Meaning, according to Blazer, you assume that whatever fell is what you brought up out back up. And because it's true material, you have to burn it. According to Chachomim, whatever you fell is bottle. Whatever comes out is only a monetary thing to give it to the Kohen, so you don't have to burn it. And Adrab, it's eaten by the Kohen. So this is more by year, by Kochim, what does he hold? Does he hold like a Blazer or Kabishu? We're going to use here the gears of Reb Chaim. If he was like a blazer, my live soyef. He has to take the piece out, connected the chatos that fell, assuming that's the chatos which was tome, and you go and you burn it. If you're Abishua, but if you're going to Abishua, you take a one piece that's connected the chatos, my live oich, you go and eat it as a chatos. As Reb Chaim, that's only if the chatos tomeo fell into chulin. So then you have to give the chatos back to the kohen, and the chulin belonged to the Israel. But if the chatos tomeo fell into chatos tehoiro, Milafan to catch him anyway that Koyanim eat. So according to Rabbi Shua, I don't have to give it to the Koyan. Because the only reason I'm taking out the one is only a monetary thing that you owe the Koyan. But here that it fell anyway to things that belong to the Koyan. So then you just give the whole mixture to the Koyan and you can eat the whole thing. So then you won't have to do Harumah at all. So the Gemara says, we don't know if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar, have to pick it up and burn it. Or Rabbi Shua, that you have to pick it up if it fell into Chulin, give it to the Koyan. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mitztafim Zeim Zeh, the Kilayim and Orlo join together to become one big Isser that's not bottle if you don't have 100 against the Orlo and Kilayim together. Says the Gemara, Mantano Mitztafim Zeim Zeh. Who's the Mantano that holds that you can join Yisurim together, Orlo and Kilayim join together? Rabbi Meir, Chidiz Rameir, Tomer Avo, Bishab Yerchanon, Diver, Amir Meir holds, according to Amir, you could join Yisurim together. If a person eats half a Isser of Orlo and half a Isser of Kilayim, he'll get Malkas on them. Mishum lo soichal kol teiv, because there's one Isser. Don't eat the teiv. Don't eat something because Boch does not allow. There's one lav in all these Surim, and therefore all these Surim join together. So the same thing goes in our Mishnah. They join together not to be bottle beroiv. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Orlo daf yutes.